Your name, please.
I am C. Eric Lincoln.
And your occupation and position?
I am a sociologist by profession, and I am professor of sociology and religion at Union Theological Seminary in New York.
How would you define racism?
I define racism as a consensus which operates as a conspiracy between individuals who consider themselves to be possessed of some exotic or some unique capability or some unique value, and they use this as a rationale for excluding from the social process or from the economic process some person whom they agree is not so possessed. In other words, an individual cannot be a racist by himself. For racism to be operative, it has to find a response in another individual, and together these individuals conspire against a third. There are many, many white Americans who are not racist, but white Americans and black Americans alike are caught up in a social ideology, indeed, and a social philosophy, which so impinges upon them as to require their conformity to this racist behavior pattern. And indeed, many white people who would prefer to be humane, who would prefer to be reasonable, who would prefer to be Christian, find themselves sometimes confronted with the moment of truth in which they have to choose between conforming to patterns of behavior required by people who are racist or being themselves and relating to people in terms of the value of those people as individuals. And it's a cruel choice that they have to make.
As a professor of sociology and religion at Union Theological Seminary here in New York, evidently by your very commitment to this kind of work, you feel that the church has something positive to offer. What do you think that is?
I think that the church has, insofar as the church is willing to carry out what I conceive to be its mission. But I hasten to disavow that I am at Union primarily because I feel that the church has unique possibilities. As a point of fact, the church has lagged behind many other of our institutions in coming around to real grips with this problem. But nevertheless, I do believe that the church could, if it would. I feel that the church is uniquely situated to make a tremendous contribution to the kind of recognition of people as human beings if the church desired to do so. The church has not always functioned in that way. But I do believe in the church. I believe that when the church is able to come to the point of moral maturity where it is willing to accept the message that clergymen are afraid to deliver, then the church will be well on the track toward the justification of itself in its historic role.
How would you state that message?
It seems to me that the message is stated quite clearly in the New Testament. It seems to me that the message is expressed quite clearly in the whole example of the life of Jesus, to say nothing of the teachings and the utterances of Jesus. It seems to me that you can find it as far back as in the 8th century prophets. In Micah, for example, says they oppress a man and his house. But what does the Lord require of thee but to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly? If the people in the church were concerned to simply follow those three demands, I suspect that racism would disappear in the morning.